From Washington, it's VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Spain's King Felipe VI and Queen Letizia on Saturday visited Las Ramblas in Barcelona. You can hear as the King and Queen laid a memorial wreath with other floral tributes in honor of the victims from Thursday's van attack. A white van swerved onto the historic Las Ramblas pedestrian promenade, killing 13 people and injuring more than 100 as it plowed through tourists and locals. Thursday's carnage was claimed by the Islamic State group. African Union and Somali government forces have captured the town of Barrier, a strategic militant base in the south of the country. Commanders say the Islamist al-Shabaab group abandoned the town following heavy fighting outside of it, at which point joint troops approached from three different directions. Barrier is one of al-Shabaab's strongholds in the south and only 45 kilometers from Mogadishu, the country's capital. Seven civilians were reportedly killed and four injured when a minivan they were driving ran over a landmine as they fled the town. That information has not been confirmed. Venezuela's opposition-led National Assembly met on Saturday. They rejected the country's announcement on Friday that a newly created constituent assembly would supersede Congress and pass its own laws. National Assembly Vice President Freddy Guevara held a news conference speaking out against the Constituent Assembly and declaring all of its decisions null and void. Following the news conference, the National Assembly met in session, with opposition speakers taking to the podium one at a time to speak out against the government of President Nicolas Maduro. Representatives from diplomatic corps of countries throughout the world joined the session and received a strong round of applause from legislators. This is VOA News.